Website. We are on today's daf is daf tes in Brochus. We are on the top of daf tes, the four lines down. We had had a discussion on Amud Beis, right? We had talked about Rishon Bar Yochai said that if you say sometimes you say Kriya Shema twice during the day, once before Netzach Hama, once after. And you're Yotze, the Kriya Shema of night and the Kriya Shema of day. And the Gemara asked, how are you Yotze, the Kriya Shema of daytime, of nighttime, when you say Kriya Shema during the day? So the Gemara explained that, no, right before Netzach Hama, people are still sleeping, and therefore it is called Vishach Vucha. Right? It's still called Zman Shchiva, it's still called time when people are sleeping, therefore you can be Yotze B'Di'evit. And the Gemara said, Alchon Kare B'Shem, Ancham B'Shem Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara goes right there. Amar Rabbi Zeira, but when you say Kriya Shema right before the Nates, to be Yotze the nighttime, you shouldn't say Hashkivenu. Why? Because Hashkivenu is, Rashi writes, according to Kriya Shema, Shalayla Shachar, Samas La'ote La'amud HaShachar, Lo Yomar Hashkivenu. Why? She'ein od zman tchilas shchiva, el zman sof shchiva, right? It's the end time when people are sleeping. So it's not Hashkivenu Hashem Elokeinu L'Shalom, right, let us lie down in peace. So, well, you're kind of done with that. So, it's not an appropriate tefillah to say. So, ki asa Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef amar ha de Rabbi Acha Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Shimon Levi lav beferish itmar ella mechlala itmar. That which they said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi is they said it bechlal. What did they say in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi? At the be what's it called in the Mishnah? Well, let's see, it'll become very clear. Meaning, hold on, let me just flip back. Not in the Mishnah, no, it's not on my base. Alright, you'll see in a second. Dahu zuga de rabbanan de shtakor behilul de bray de Rishu ben Levi. Right, there was a couple of rabbanan got drunk at the wedding of Rishu ben Levi's son. Also, the commander Rishu ben Levi and Amar, they went to Rishu ben Levi and they said, you know, can we read Kriya Shema? So what Rabbi Shimon Levi said, "Kedai hu Rabbi Shimon lismochalav b'shazat chak." Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you can rely on his shita that you can say Kriya Shema until alos hashachar b'shazat chak. Meaning, what Rabbi Shimon Levi said that really the chachamim hold the mitzvahs all night, but really they said until chatzos. So you can rely on Rabbi Shimon that you can say Kriya Shema until. Until Netzach Hama. Just 1 second, sorry. One second. Yeah, I'm just trying to find where he said that. I'm trying to look back. I had a bunch of statements of Shimon Levi. All right. Anyway, Lamaisa, this whole trick that you can say Kriya Shema up until the Netzach Hama, Biyotze, Kriya Shema of Leila, right? Kedai lesmoch lav shasat chak, but really chachila you should say before chatzos. Maisa shebo bonov, etc., etc. Now we go back to the Mishnah. There's a story that the sons of Rabbi Gamliel. Right, similar story that we just quoted about Chachamim getting drunk at the wedding of Rabbi Shimon Levi's son. So again, the Mishnah had said, "Maiso bo vanav mi besa mishta." Right, Rabbi Gamliel is the one who says, "Ad shi'alad amud shachar." And the question is that do the Chachamim hold like him, or do they hold like Rabbi Eliezer? The Chachamim, the Gemara had said, hold like Rabbi Gamliel, but they just kedei laharchik other min avera. They said that it's ad chatzos. So the Mishnah had related that Rabbi Gamliel, who says you can say it until the morning, right? His sons came from a base of Mishnah, came from a wedding, and they said we didn't say Kriya Shema. And Rabbi Gamliel himself said that you can say it until Nates, and the Chachamim agree with me, and they just wanted to make sure the Harchik other mina havera. So the Gemara says, "V'adhashta l'shmielu l'hadar Rabbi Gamliel." Really, until now they hadn't heard what Rabbi Gamliel said. Really, they didn't know. So the Gemara says, "Hakikamalei." Really, this is what he meant to say to them. Rabbanan pligi iluvucha v'yachiv rabim halacha k'rabim. Oh, Dilma Rabbanan Kamasech Svir Lehu. Vahidika Amri Ad Chatzos Kriyel Harachik Adam Min Avera. What was Rabbi Gamliel's kid's son's question? Oh, they never heard their father's shita on this? It's really, their question was like this, and you know, we said it after the fact, but their suffix was, do the Rabbanan argue with you? And they say, really, Archatzos, glot, and Yochid Verab Malacha Garabim, and we have to pasuk like the Chachamim who say Archatzos against you, even though you're our father? Odilma, or maybe Rabbanan Kavasech Svirilhu, maybe Rabbi Gamliel, dad, or maybe the Rabbanan hold like you. But really, the reason they said until Chatzos is to make sure people don't miss it. So Amar Lehu, and this is what we had said before, Rabbanan Kavasi Sfir Lehu V'chayavin Atem, you have to say Kriyashma, you're Chayav, the Rabbanan hold like me. Okay. And then again, V'lo Zu Bilvad, Amru, right, and Rabbi Gamliel, I pointed out, it's not only by Kriyashma, it's by a bunch of other cases. Rabbi Gamliel, Mika Amar Echatzos. Does Rabbi Gamliel really hold until Echatzos? The Katani of Luzu Bilvad Amru? Really, that's what Rabbi Gamliel says? Hagikamar, Luhu Rabbi Gamliel Libnei. No, this is really what he said to them. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I skip? No, just kidding. No, I'm good. Again, the Gemara repeats it. Afilu Rabban Dika Amri Ad Chatzos Mitzvos Ad Shiyad Alamun Lashachar Vahedika Amri Ad Chatzos Kedei Laharchik Adam Min Avera. Okay. Basically a repeat of the Gemara we just had before. Hekter Cholovim. Or it's a misprint of my Gemara. Hekter Cholovim. There were a couple of examples that the Mishnah gave that really the Chazal said until Chatzos, but really the mitzvah is until Alamun Lashachar. The examples the Mishnah gave was Hekter Cholovim Veivarim, the burning of the fats on the Mizbeach, and any korban that's eaten for one day, so you have a day and then a night. Those are the two examples. So the Gemara says like this, V'ilu Achilas Pesachim Lo Katani, but it doesn't mention Korban Pesach. Right? We know you have to eat the pretty famous, it's a Macholges, but pretty famous Shita that, according to the Chacham, you have to say, eat the Avikomen until Chatzos. And some say that you haven't all the way until the Shachar, right? Okay, the Machlokas and Gemara and Psachim. Arvei Psachim. So the Gemara says, wait a second. The Mishnah didn't list Achilas Psachim as one of the examples where the Chachamim said until Chatzos, but really the mitzvah is until Amud Shachar. Maybe they hold that the mitzvah is Dafka until Chatzos. So the Gemara says, one second, Ormin, he Kriyashma Arvis Vahalel Balele Psachim Vachilas Pesach Mitzvotzon Achi Ala Amud Shachar. Right, we have a Beferish Braisa that the mitzvah Achilas Pesach is all night until morning, and yet the Mishnah does not list that as one of the examples. Am Rabbi Yosef Lakasha, Har Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah, Har Rabbi Akiva. No, it's a Machlokas Tanaim. The Tanya, like we learned in a Braisa, Va'achluas Habasar Balayla Hazeh, where you eat the meat that night. Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah Omer Nemar Kain Balayla Hazeh, Nemar LaHalon Va'Bar Tiberetz Mitzrayim Balayla Hazeh. It says by Makas Bechoros Balayla Hazeh as well. So Malahalan Ad Chatzos, just like Makas Bachoros was at midnight, Afkan, so to hear by Korban Pesach, Ad Chatzos, you can only eat it until Chatzos. Amrele Rabbi Akiva said, Valuk Farnemar Bechipazon. Wait a second, the Pasuk says you have to eat the Korban Pesach Bechipazon, in haste, right, when they were being rushed. Ad Shas Chipazon, meaning you don't actually have to be rushed, but well, sometimes we are when we're kind of coming up against Chatzos. Maybe things get rushed. But Ad Shaskipazon, that really, you have until the time when Bnei Yisrael were rushed to eat the Korban Pesach. So, meaning, and Rashi explains, that really you have only until, you have until the morning, that you have all night. Because that's the time already when they were starting to get rushed, when they were leaving. Right? Again, they found out that they were leaving at night, but they only left the next morning. So, Ma Talmud Lomar Balayla, so what do you teach me when the Pasuk says that you eat it at night? Yachl, you might have thought, Yehe Nechal Kekachem Biyom. You might have thought that you have a night and a day to eat it, like Kachem, right? Because or Korbanos, you have one day, a full day, night and day. So you might have thought you have a night and a day to eat the Korban Pesach. Talmud Lomar Balayla. Therefore, the Pasuk teaches me Balayla. You can only eat it at night, but really you can eat it all night. So I understand, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, where he holds his whole Gzeres Shava between Korban Pesach and Makos Bechoros. So Itzrich L'Mechtava Lei Hazeh. Therefore, the pasuk needs to write Halayla Hazeh. El Rabbi Akiva, Hai Hazeh Mai Avidlei. So what does Rabbi Akiva use the word Hazeh for? So L'Me'ute Laila Acherhu Da'asa. Right, to teach me that you can only eat the Korban Pesach for one night. Why would you think that you could eat the Korban Pesach for two nights? Sakodai Techamina, you would have thought, Ho Pesach Kodshin Kalim, Ushlamim Kodshin Kalim. Just like the Pesach, the Korban Pesach is technically a Kodshin Kalim, one of the lighter category of Kodshim. And just like Shlamim is a Kodshin Kalim, and Ma Shlamim Necholim Lashne Yamim Vlaila Echad, and just like if you bring a Korban Shlamim, you have 2 days and one night, i.e. 36 hours, to eat that korban. Af Pesach nechal shtei lailos b'makom shtei yomim. You might have thought that, no, you can eat the korban Pesach for 2 nights instead of for 2 days. V'hei nechal basically eat lailos v'yom echad. You might have thought that you have that same 36 hours to eat the korban Pesach. Kamash malan, therefore the pasuk teaches me b'layla hazeh. You only have this night, b'layla hazeh, hu nechal b'eno nechal b'layla acher. You can only eat it on that single night, on the first night of Pesach. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, what is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? You get that halacha from? How do you know that you don't have 36 hours to eat the Korban Pesach? Well, simply from the pasuk says, lo sasiru ad boker. You cannot eat it, right? You can't leave anything over until the next morning. Well, obviously then you don't have 36 hours to eat it. Nafka, he learns that halacha from that pasuk. Rabbi Akiva, and what does Rabbi Akiva say? Imi Hasam, if you would have learned from there, Havamina, my boker, boker sheni. No. Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, don't leave it over until the second morning. But really, you have a night and a day and a night, and don't leave it over to the second morning. Really, you do have 36 hours. For Rabbi Elazar, what would Rabbi Elazar say? Amalacha, he would say to you, kol boker, boker rishon hu. No. Whenever the pasuk says boker, it means, without specifying, it means the first morning. Okay, v'ani tanai kani tanai. And it's similar machlokes tanaim in a different brisa. The Tanya, like we learned in the brisa, sham tizbach as a pesach be'erev kevo hashemesh moed tizchamim Mitzrayim. There you should bring the korban pesach at night when the sun sets at the time of leaving Mitzrayim. So those are three different time periods, right? Be'erev one kevo hashemesh when the sun sets moed tizchamim Mitzrayim at the time when you left Mitzrayim. So what is that? Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Ba'erev, what's at night? Atazoveach. Not really at night, but on the eve of the holiday, Atazoveach. That's when you shecht. Rashi writes from Chatzos Hayom and on. Right now, from noon and on, that's when you shecht Korban Pesach. Ukvo Hashemesh at night, when the sun sets, then Ataochel. Then you can eat the Korban Pesach. And then when you leave, when Bnei Yisrael were leaving, the next morning during the daytime, then you already have to burn it. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, by Erev Atazoveach, okay, you can shecht it on Erev Pesach. Kevo Hashemesh Ataochel, and when sundown comes, you eat it, okay, that's the same. Vad Masai Ataochel Beholech, and when can you eat it until? And wait till it's coming Mitzrayim, until the time when you were leaving Mitzrayim. So, wait a second. So that seems to be the same thing. So Am Rabbi Abba, Hakol Modim Shiniglu Yisrael Mitzrayim Lo Niglu Ela Ba'erev. Everybody agrees that when the Jews got redeemed from Mitzrayim, they only got redeemed at night. Shinai Mar Zapazik says, Hotzia Chashem El Kacham Mitzrayim Laila. Right, they're redeemed at night. Ukishi Yatsu, but when they left, Lo Yatsu El Bayom. They only went out during the day. Shinai Mar Mimacharas Pesach Yatsu Bnei Yisrael Yad Ramah. Right, they went the next day. Mimacharas Pesach. I would have thought they quoted a different pasuk. I would have thought Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. But okay, fine. So Alma Nechlaku. So what's the machlokes exactly between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua? Al Shaschi Pazon. Oh, I'm sorry. This is going back on the previous machlokes. But Lamaisa is the same machlokes both ways because Gemara completed. But so what's the machlokes here between the two Tanaim? Al Shaschi Pazon. What is the time of haste? What is the time of hurrying? What does that mean? What does that connote? Is that the night or is that the day? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Savar my chipazon to Mitzrayim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who said that you can eat the Korban Pesach up until Chatzos Halayla, so that's the chipazon of Mitzrayim, when the Egyptians were already rushing the Jews out, so that's already the time to eat. Rabbi Akiva Savar my chipazon to Yisrael. No, the chipazon, the shas chipazon, when is that? That's when the Jews, we're rushing to leave. So then you have until the morning. And the Maisa that lines up for Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar as well. Tanya Mihachi. We also learn that Raisa, Hotziacha, Hashem Elkecha Mitzrayim Laila. Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim at night. V'chi b'layla yatsu. Did they really go out at night? V'halo lo yatsu ala bayom. Shenemar mimach rasa pesach yatsu b'nei Yisrael v'yad Ramah. Right? Really, the Jews went out during the day. Ela malamid she hatchila hischila lahem geula miba'erev. Rather, we learn that the geula started at night. The Baron of Bez Neham, the Gemara now starts darshaning out Psukim from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, please speak to the people and ask them, please, to ask from the Egyptians for Klei Chesed and Klei Zahav. So what is that? So Amri Debei Rabbi Yanai, Ein Na El Lashon Bakasha. Really, Na, the word Na is a request. Amri Lei Kosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Bevakasha Mimcha, please, Leich Ve'emor Lehem LeYisrael, right, go tell the Jews, Bevakasha Mikem, Shalu Mimitzrayim, Klei Chesed and Klei Zahav. Please ask for the Mitzrim, Klei Chesed and Klei Zahav, Shalo Yomar, flip the page, Amri Beis, Oso tzaddik, so that tzaddik shouldn't say, Avram Avinu shouldn't say, Vavadum v'inu osam kiyim bahem, v'acharichin yitzu baruch hushkado lo kiyim bahem. That Hashem, God forbid, split his promise and fulfilled the bris made of Asarim, that the Jews would be slaves in Mitzrayim, and they would have a terrible time there. But he didn't fulfill that afterwards they will go out with great wealth. So therefore, Kosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, please ask, tell the Jews to ask, and get some money and whatnot from the Mitzrayim. So below, Ulevai Shenetzei Beatzmenu. Right, the Jews said to Moshe Rabbeinu, well, can we just get out of here first? Mashal Adam, the mashal is, there was a guy, Shayachavush B'Beis HaSurim, there's a guy who's in jail. V'hayu Omrim Lo, they would say to him, B'nei Adam, people would say to him, Motino Schol L'machar M'Beis HaSurim, we're going to take you out tomorrow from jail, and you're going to be filthy rich. V'omer Lahem, and the guy says, B'vakasha Mikem, please, Hotziuni Hayom V'ani V'akesh Klum. All right, just take me out today. And I don't need any of your money. So that's what the Jews said to Moshe Rabbeinu. All right. Vayashilum. What does it mean, Vayashilum? I'm Rabbi Ami Milamid Shahashilum Bal Korcham. That they did this against their will. They bartered it against their will. Igad Amri Bal Korcham de Mitzrayim. Igad Amri Bal Korcham de Yisrael. So people learn both ways. Either it was against the will of the Egyptians. They didn't really want to give them all the stuff, but I guess they agreed. Or against the will of the Jews. The Jews were uncomfortable asking for gold and silver, but they did it anyway. Manda Amar Bal Korcham Dimitzrayim Dichtiv, Bono's base Techalik Shalal. Manda Amar Bal Korcham Dimitzrayim Mishum Masui. Right? The Jews didn't want to take it because of Masui. It was heavy. They were leaving. They had to travel. What do you need? Gold and silver? It doesn't help me. Eerily reminiscent of the Holocaust when, you know, the Jews got put into the ghettos. So all of a sudden their wealth wasn't worth anything. Right? You know, their gold, silver wasn't worth anything. Obviously the currency, you know, changed and couldn't really help them much. Vayinas Luas Mitzrayim, and they emptied Mitzrayim. Amrami Ami Malami Shasua Kimitsuda Shain Badagon. Made it like a storehouse that has no grain. Resh Lakish Amram Asua Kimitsuda Shain Badagon. Resh Lakish says no, they made it like a trap in the sea, if like a fish trap, like a net that has no fish. I actually have no idea what the naftamine is between those two. Yeah, okay, fine. Seder. If anybody hears a nice pshat, let me know. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe had asked what his name was, what he should tell Bnei Yisrael, and Hashem had said back to him, Ekia Asher Ekia. That's actually Hashem Hashem, so we don't pronounce it. Amar Le'Kosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Lech Emor Lahem LeYisrael, Ani Hayisi Imachem B'Shibud Zeh, V'Ani Ayeh Imachem B'Shibud Malchios. Moshe asked Hashem, what should I tell Bnei Yisrael, what's your name? So Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I am the one who's been with you in Mitzrayim, and I'm going to be the one that's with you through all of the galus. So Amar Lefano, Moshe said, Ribbono Shel Olam, gee whiz, Daya Letzara B'Shaita. All right, they're having a tough time now. You don't need to tell them about any future tzaras, right? If only they would know about how many tzaras Klal Yisrael has been through the years. So I'm like, Kosh Baruch Hu, fair enough. Lechem or lehem, ekiyah shalachani alechem, right? Only one, not ekiyah, actually ekiyah, but Hashem said, I have been with you through Mitzrayim, and I am sending Moshe to take you out. Aneni Hashem Aneni, now that we're darshaning, kind of like a play on words, two words back to back, so Aneni Hashem Aneni, When Elio and Avivo was by Har Carmel, right, doing that whole competition with the Baal, so he davened to Hashem that he should send down fire from the heavens and burn up his Mizbeach. So he said, Aneni Hashem Aneni. Again, we saw this earlier. Vav. Amar Abiyavo, Lama Amar Elio Aneni Beis Palmin. Why did he say it twice? Malamid Amar Elio Lefnei Kosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam. Aneni Shatera Eish Min Hashemayim. Batochel Kol Asher Al Mizbeach. Please send down a fire to burn up the Mizbeach. Aneni, and also answer me, Shetasiach Daitam, to remove from their heads, from their minds, Kedeshalo Yomru Maisek Shavim Him. So they don't say, oh, it was just magic, it was just black magic, it really wasn't a Kosh Baruch Hu. Shinemar Vatai Sibosas Esliba Machorenis. Okay. New Mishnah. Me'emas Ikarnas Eshma B'Shacharis, when do you say Kriyashma during the day? So Gemara, well-known Zman, if you get up early. Mishayakir Ben Tchelis Lovan. When you can tell the difference between, right, Mishayakir, we can tell the difference between, the first opinion between what and what is, Tcheles is blue and Lovan is white. Amir Eliezer Ben Tcheles Lakarti, between blue and green. Okay, Vigomra Adanitzachama. The Gemara will give a couple other examples, but Mishayakir, when you can tell the difference between something and something. Adanitzachama, you could say that up until the Nates Hachama, Rabbi Shua Omer Ad Shalosh Shos. So that's how we paskin. You can say Kriyashma until the third hour. Shekin Derech Malachim Lamod B'Shalosh Shos, and because that's the way the kings, they would get up at the third hour. So you can, I assume that the pshat is that Kosh Baruch Hu is Melech Malchayim Lachim, so you can say it up until that Zman. Not that Hashem Chas Hashalom is getting up then, but Lamai said that's like kind of the time when kings are getting up. So it's a time to be Mekabel Ol Mechush Shemayim. Hakorim Mikan Ve'elach Lo Hifsin Kadem Hakorim B'Torah. But if you don't and you miss it, so there's no reason for you not to say Kriyat Shema. Right, you don't lose anything. It's just as if you're reading the Torah. My Bein Tchelis Halavan. What is this whole Bein Tchelis Halavan? What's going on over there? E Lema Bein Gevava De Amra Chiyura Le Gevava De Amra De Tchilta. If you're telling me the difference between like your tzitzis. So, Habalele Nami made the other. You can also tell at night the difference between your tcheles on your tzitzis and the white strings. Ela no, bin tcheles shaba lo lovan shaba. Rather, Rashi writes, right, Gius tsemer shet sova tcheles, but yeshba makomos shalo ola sham atseve yofa. Right, there's some places where the color was not tofes so much, so over there where it's kind of more murky and you can tell the difference. Okay. Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer Mishayakir Ben Zev LeKelev. Really, Rabbi Meir says you can do it. Mishayakir is between a wolf and a dog. I assume that means the image of a wolf and a dog, not the cry of a wolf and a dog. Although, you know, we have some jackals here in the forest, so sometimes you can't really tell. But okay, fine. I admit that's obviously. I think you know, Mishayakir is a time when the sun is up enough, so it's not talking about sound. It's talking about seeing the difference and understanding the difference between the animals. Rabbi Kiva Omer Ben Chamor LeArad, the difference between a Chamor and an Arad, that's two different types of donkeys. V'chem Omer Mishira es Chaveru Rochek Dalet Amos V'yakirenu. Chayim say when you can see your friend Dalet Amos away and you can tell who it is. Amar Avuna Halacha Ka'achayim, the Halacha is like the Achayim. Amar Abaye, Abaye says no, Letfilin Ka'achayim, Lekriyashma Kivatikin. The halacha by tefillin is like the achirim, but for kriyashma is like the vatikin. Damar bi yochran vatikin ayugomer mosayim aitzachama. And the best thing is to say kriyashma right with an aitzachama. Tanya mihachi. We also learned that raisa vatikin ayugomer mosayim aitzachama kedei sheyismoch gula letefila v'nimtzem espalo bayom. Right. The goal is the lechachila way to daven is to say kriyashma right before an aitzachama, so there can be mismach gula letefila, and then you'll find that your tefila will start during the daytime, right after Nates. Lost the place. Yeah. Amar Rabbi Zera, my Krara, what's the Pasuk? Yereucha im Hashemesh v'lefnei yareach, dor dorim. Okay. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan ben Eliakim, I'm not sure. Re ben Eliakim. Mishum kahal kadisha de Yerushalayim, in the name of the holy kehila in Yerushalayim. Anybody who's somech gul l'tvila does not get hurt. Ah, Rabbi Zera, ini, is that really true? Va'ana samchi v'yitziki. Rabbi Zera says, no offense, but challenge accepted. I did that and I got hurt. So I'm like, but my itzakis, how did you get damaged? Dantias asul be'malka, what, do you have to pay like a tax to the king? They're always going to ask for taxes. That's a standard kind of payment that you have to do. Then Rabbi Yochanan, the olam al mishada, the adam larutz, the kras malchay Yisrael, the lukras malchay Yisrael, bavad el afil lukras malchay akum. Shem yiske yavchay be malchay Yisrael, malchay akum. Because you should be zocha, you should always run towards a Jewish king, and even towards a Goyish king, so you can know the difference between a Jewish king and a Goyish king. So the implication is that a Goyish king will demand money from you much more often. One second. Okay, I actually have to run. I have something going on at 6. So we're going to call it here. And then tomorrow, yeah, even though tomorrow is an enormous, enormous daf, we're going to try and plow through. Yeah, sorry. But we'll get through it. And a little bit shorter today, and we'll go a little bit weiter tomorrow. Very good.